The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Tuesday morning is here, and I thought of something after watching my husband DJ Automatic over the weekend. If something was to ever happen and he couldn't DJ again, which would never happen, I wouldn't worry because he has a second career lined up. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Last day I can say it. Happy New Year! My name is Dana Cortez.
I'm dying to know what the second career is. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Grocery store sacker.
Oh, that's
you got it.
Oh,
down.
Man.
From not putting corn tortillas on top of the eggs. He's like, sir, do you know how much eggs are? Don't put those corn tortillas
like
on top of the eggs.
Like something happened here. What's going on?
This is a subtle jab at me.
It is a subtle jab at me
because the people that work at the grocery store that we go to, I've been giving them some constructive criticism because I've taken home a couple things of broken eggs.
That's
eggs
like
are $10 gold. Right now.
Yeah.
And so when I get home and my eggs are broken, basically just flush $10 down the toilet.
That's right. Word. All right.
And so when high school homeboy is just throwing it in there, the like big pack of tortillas on top of my freaking eggs, I'm going to be like, yo, can you not do that?
Or if they put something next to the bread, he's like, stop. You're crushing the bread.
Micromanaging. That's a new level of dadism for you, my friend.
There's levels to this, Anthony.
Were you there with your hands on your hips? Hey, buddy.
He was. Yes, little hand on the hip. Very Forrest Gumpish.
That makes me laugh, though, because when it comes to, like, I do the self-checkout a lot.
Yeah.
Which makes me realize I'm not equipped to bag things
at all, dude.
It's just,
you need the help of DJ Automatic,
bro, because everything's going in there.
It's
one
a learned
bag,
skill,
bro.
Okay?
One bag, it's all going in there. Laundry detergent, tortillas,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you throw
water.
The laundry detergent in the eggs. Guess
over.
What you got?
Hey,
a mess.
Bro, I'm going through there for efficiency. I'm trying to get in and get out, dog.
Maybe that's what I need to start doing. Self-checkout so I can just bag my own stuff.
You're living right, Automatic. It's me and my rat tail who have to fix the way we're living.
I just thought right away about the nursery rhyme. Remember when you're little, the goose who laid the golden egg? That's real now, the eggs are really gold. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Backwards Day.
Backwards like crisscross?
There it is.
Okay.
Yo, dude, shout out to crisscross. Somebody sample some crisscross. Let's bring that
back. That'd be good, yeah.
All right, we also got National Scotch Tape Day, which I'm a big proponent of scotch tape.
I keep
dude.
A lot of scotch tape in the house. Because
An
of my,
abnormal amount of scotch tape.
Because of my new business on Poshmark, I'm selling clothes. I need to box things up.
Okay.
She's buying it by the case now.
Dana's turned into Shark Tank now.
Yeah.
All right, yo. We also have National Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, which I'm pro Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
But talk about one thing you should never microwave. That's some Brussels sprouts, my friend.
Oh, no. I grill them in olive oil with garlic, fresh garlic, and onion. Ask Automatic. It's
and
like a little
treat.
The
house smells like a fart for a week.
Oh, my God. But they're good, aren't they?
They are good.
They're so good.
It's National Plan for a Vacation Day or a staycation. How about that? That's a little Anthony A.
You know what? And that brings up the economy in your city, your town. So plan a little staycation. Find the best place to stay just one night and then pretend you're a tourist.
It's the best way to make a chick feel special without really doing much.
Anthony.
It's great.
But
hey, baby, want to come on a little staycation? Yeah, it's great, dude. I want to spend my off time with you. My broke time. My in-between paycheck time. It is National Hot Chocolate Day.
Especially early in the morning like it is now. When I was little, my nana used to make a drink called atole. And it's been around since ancient times, since the Aztecs. Cornmeal and chocolate. And I don't know about you, but that stuff is good. You put a little cinnamon in there. Y'all never had atole?
I've had it before, but I just go with just the packet hot chocolate, you know.
Nah, me and my family paid homage to the Mayans by doing other traditions.
What
like
was that?
Like what, Anthony?
Sacrifices?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tyree Nichols died 3 days after being pulled over for suspicion of driving recklessly. It's a 67-minute video of sheer torture. And I saw the fear in this man's eyes when he turned around. You see the camera that the officer's wearing in the first part of him being pulled over. I think he knew he was going to die. And he ran. He'd never run from the law. He's never been in trouble in his life. I think he knew at that moment, these men are going to kill me.
I know there's going to be people that are going to be like, well, he shouldn't run from the cops. He shouldn't have done that.
I would
have. But nothing justifies a 67-minute beating ever.
Nothing. And in fact, we have an officer on today. Officer Sam has agreed to talk to us about what happened. But first, I want you to hear from Rovon Wells, who's the mother of Tyree Nichols. She got a call and cops say, hey, your son's been arrested. She doesn't even understand why or what. She says, my kid is a good kid. You can't come to the hospital and see him. We're going to book him and, you know, you can see him later. Then her phone rings again and it's the hospital.
The doctor proceeded to tell me that my son had went into cardiac arrest and that his kidneys were failing. This doesn't sound consistent to somebody being tased or pepper sprayed. When my husband and I got to the hospital and I saw my son, he was already gone. They had beat him to a pulp. He had bruises all over him. His head was swollen like a watermelon. His neck was busting because of the swelling. They broke his neck. My son's nose looked like an S. They actually just beat the crap out of him.
Tyree Nichols weighed 150 pounds. So Officer Sam has agreed to talk to us. Sir, you saw this video. How did you feel after watching it?
To see something like that makes absolutely no sense for the nature of the stop. I'm not even calling them officers. The way those guys conducted themselves was unprofessional, and there's no reason for any of the things they did. And then to continuously watch the video, it just infuriated me even more that not only were they doing this, but no one was stopping it. And I can see why, because every last one of them are just as bad as the other. It paints a bad picture for all of us in the uniform, no matter where we are. And it makes me sick because every day I go out and try to do my best, be a servant of the people of my community.
When I heard Rovon Wells, Tyree Nichols' mother, say this, I wanted to ask you if you felt the same way.
I hate the fact that it was five black men that actually did this to another black man. They just brought disgrace to themselves. We're going to forgive these people. I actually want to pray for their families because their families didn't deserve any of this either.
Did that have an impact on you as a black man?
It does, because it feeds right into the stereotype of the ignorance associated with being African American in the United States, with being an African male. And then you add on top of that that they have badges which they disgrace every single day that they put them on. It takes everything that we've done as culture, as a profession, everything that we've done good, and it literally just throws it out the window. The rest of us still have to put on our uniform and try and go serve the community and hope that what they did doesn't cause us to not go home to our families.
Why don't other law enforcement personnel speak out?
It's not that we don't speak out, because I can tell you that we do. But the other thing we have to remember is that the media doesn't show any of those things that are happening on the side. They show the things that cause a lot of chaos.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's why I wanted a police officer on, because we're friends with police officers. We know that we need policing. How in the world would we be a civilized society without policing? What we don't want is abuse of power. And there have been times that I think every person listening has felt, obviously not to the extreme that Tyree Nichols did, but scared because the person wearing the badge felt like they could treat a civilian a certain way.
Any officer that is not willing to legitimately serve their community and do it with respect to whoever they are dealing with, you need to hang up your badge and go home. I've had people say those things to me when I approach them on, traffic stops and things like that. And I tell them, look, I apologize for whatever you've dealt with before, but with me, I'm going to treat you with respect because you are a human being.
Officers aren't supposed to hurt guilty people either. That's right. That we live in a society where we have a constitution that grants us the right to a trial. We are innocent until proven guilty. We talked about solutions, Officer Sam, and you think that it's the hiring process, because as I watched this video, trying to compose myself right now, those men, in your opinion, should have never been hired in the first place.
I'm trying to compose myself as well, because it really bothered me to see them laughing and making side jokes about what's going on. I know that there's a shortage in law enforcement, and I know some places have lowered their standards as to who they will allow to put on their badge and their patch. I'm proud to say that my department does not do that.
Good.
We actually raised standards and made it so the people that we hire are going to represent our department in a positive way. None of those animals who were in that video should have ever had a badge, and I pray that every last one of them get stripped and receive receives everything that they deserve. I will tell you that.
Officer Sam, thank you so much. And to all the other good officers who serve our community daily, who risk their lives. I know how dangerous it is. You don't know what's on the other side of that vehicle you pull over. You don't know what's inside that store when someone calls 911. You know, you don't know. And don't think that we don't know the risk that you take every single day to protect our communities. I'm going to close with the words of Rovon Wells. As a mother, I wondered, how can she get through this? Here she is explaining.
I just feel like my son was sent here on assignment from God, and his assignment is over. And he was sent back home, and God is not going to let any of his children's names go in vain. When this is all over, it's going to be some good and some positive, because my son was a good and positive person, and that's what keeps me going.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're getting close to Valentine's Day, and we're about to figure out if you're the side chick or the main. When you first start dating someone, sometimes it's hard to tell.
Okay.
Right, so Anthony, I put a list together.
Yeah, what you I did got? Put a list what together. First of all, let's get this right. In this day and age, right now, you can also be the side chick or the side dude.
Oh,
all
yeah, right? You're right.
Because chicks have side men. Odds are she could be playing you, dog. All
right? World has changed.
Yes, the world has changed. Yeah,
women are players too.
That's right.
According to Coral Ray.
According to Coral Ray, dude. Cody, you want to be playing, dude? Come on,
DJ
man.
DJ Automatic just quoted Coi Leray.
Well, she's changing the game, dog. Shout out to what she's
doing. The game
has
already changed. She's just profiting
hey,
off
I,
of it.
I'm with it. I love that song, too. I'll be in there. Like, say, vibes okay, anyway, okay. Here's what you want to keep your head on a swivel for if you're approaching a new person and you're trying to figure out if you're the side piece. Number one, the dates are either stingy or super lavish. All right.
So there's no in between.
There's no in between. Either you're going over to the house and you guys are just Netflix and chilling, right? Doing a little something. Or you guys are going like out of town and it's like a whole
ooh,
weekend.
Out of
like
town
a
vacation. All the time.
Yeah, dude.
It's sus.
Because you can't casually date because mm-hmm. they
I mean, I would be a side person for a free vacation.
What? You don't know. You
mean
nobody
not
saw nothing.
Automatic. Yeah, dude. This is yeah. like a, this is like a classic dead giveaway. Phone upside down and on silent when you're hanging.
Oh, for sure,
don't
for sure.
overreact to that too much. Don't be on a date like going crazy with it, but just keep an eye out for
but
it.
But okay? I will say this, I keep my phone on silent and I put it however I put it every
but
time.
But you're married.
Exactly, I'm boring.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys about this situation. I'm talking to a girl, she has like a group of friends that she goes snowboarding with.
Okay,
and
Anthony.
Recently there's this new dude that she goes with that's like on her story. And I seen that they were snowboarding on Saturday. Didn't hear from her at all on Sunday.
What?
Oh.
And she hit me.
She was busy.
That's what I thought. She was like, I was trying to disconnect from the, you know, from my phone and just kind of recollect myself.
Enjoy the mountains.
I'm like, dude, you were getting by that other guy, dude. All right, come on, man.
But you're not in a relationship.
No, I know my role. I know my role, but you ain't getting it past me, sweetheart. Okay, okay, I know okay. what you do. I see
that means
you.
She's getting no gift from you all for right, Valentine's yeah. Day. Huh?
Hell no.
Nope.
All right. Yo, listen. Also, you want to keep your head out for this. If you're interacting with the person on social media, they don't tag you in memes on the timeline publicly. They only send them to you via DM, via
oh,
direct message.
That is a red flag
all right,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, dude.
Red
yeah,
flag
yo,
for
you
sure.
Can't, if you can't tag me right now, bro, don't be talking to me. You messy, homie.
Okay.
All right. And this is the one thing you want to keep out for. I'll end on this one. In the middle of the conversation, if they use the words or this phrase, I'm confused right now.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm confused right now. Why is that a problem?
If a woman uses I'm confused right now, that means she's
or
either
a man.
Or a man, that means they're usually dating another person.
And they're
fresh
not ready
out the
to
relationship.
Commit.
When you really vibe with a person, you like them, there's no confusion, dog.
I'm confused is a nice way of saying I don't want you.
Oh,
you're not the main. That is it. Because when you're ready, you let that person know you're ready. I'm down with you.
Okay.
If you're saying I'm confused, it's because you're probably messing with somebody else.
But women are always confused. Oh.
Not about relationships.
Nah, not about this, dog.
No.
You want to find a Ruka who's going to be down for yours like you're down for her. All right, is that what MC Magic says?
Something like that, right?
Whatever MC Magic said. All right, you got to look for that.
All right, are you a side or a main?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Justin Bieber just made a lot of coin. I'm going to tell you how right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. This story and more, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Justin Timberlake celebrating his birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so I want to talk about Selena Quintanilla Perez. Yes, the queen of Tejano music, one of my favorite artists ever.
The icon.
Oh, her husband, Chris Perez, just shared a never-before-seen photo of the two. And he said he doesn't remember where they were exactly because they used to tour all over. He said, I think we're in Florida. But you could just feel the emotion in his writing because they were so young and in love and she was taken so suddenly. I don't think he's over it to this day.
It would be tough for anybody to move on from that situation, but I pray and I hope that he does go move on for it, and I hope he can.
I just think about how hard it is to live in the shadow of Selena's...
Automatic, you're right. Yeah. Anybody he's with.
Anyone. And not only for him, but anybody he's with. It just, her artistry, her, you know, her looks, all that stuff her is legacy. Always going to play into it.
I know. All right, let's talk about Drake. He was, you know, having a good time at his mom's 75th birthday party. Takes a picture with mom, of course, Sandy, his son Adonis, and father Dennis. And Drake looked like a child, happy that his parents were in this photo together. And it made me think, I don't know, because my mom was never with my father, you know, when I was born or whatnot. But I think he wishes his parents were still together to a certain extent. That's what it looks like. He's just got this big boyish smile.
That's definitely the vibe it gives. But at the same time, I think because his child is with his grandparents, that's probably going to make him really happy also.
Yeah, I guess that they're able to take that picture with his son. Beautiful moment. And finally, Justin Bieber shocking the industry by selling his complete catalog for $200 million. The Biebs is 28 years old. So I was trying to think, why would somebody so young sell their catalog? You're looking at Dr. Dre and people like that are selling their catalogs or part of them. Well, COVID is one of the theories. When COVID happened, all of these tours that these artists had plans, all of this money that they were looking forward to was taken away from them.
Damn.
And so $200 million up front, not a bad deal, right?
I feel bad for anybody. If you're turning 30 this year, just don't compare your life to Justin Bieber's. Don't do that. You're going to mess yourself up. Don't do that.
You don't have $200 million waiting for you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The big game is coming and Taco Bell has got us all. Food news is big today. Hot hashtag time here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy New Year. Last day I can say it. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Scum Brady.
Okay, so for the seventh consecutive week, Avatar 2, The Way of the Water is number one at the box office.
Man.
Still haven't seen it.
Automatic, you got to take me to the movies. More and more people that go see it say, look, I was expecting it not to be as good as the first. Now it's just surpassed the first Avatar.
Everybody
by
who's
millions.
Seen it has told me it's amazing. We got to go see it.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Hopefully you'll take me to a movie. I've been asking you to take me to a movie for 2 years.
I just want to be able to tell somebody, hey, you need to take me somewhere.
Anthony, I've been... You know what? Let's move on. Before
I thought you were a liberated woman. You didn't need me.
Oh, whatever. Puss in Boots was second, and A Man Called Otto was third. All right, now we're moving on to food news. Talked about the big game coming. Taco Bell wants to make it easy for you to throw your party. They're serving up the ultimate game day box. You got a Mexican pizza in there, 4 crunchy tacos, 8 crispy chicken wings, and 2 spicy ranch dipping sauces. It's only $22. It's available now through February 9th. You can order on the app or have your favorite delivery service bring it to your house. Automatic and I pulled up to Taco Bell the other day, and I ordered a bean burrito, and I can't stop thinking I should have ordered 2. Thanks so much. And I cover them in sour cream, no onions, with extra fire sauce.
No lie, we spent $45 at Taco Bell.
I love it. I want more Taco Bell. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we're going to start this one off with, let's go with National Hot Chocolate Day. Man.
Shout out to Atole. We talked about this earlier. It is chocolate, cornmeal. It's got just this thick taste to it. It's been around since ancient times.
Ancient Mayans created hot chocolate more than 2,000 years ago.
Damn.
So we also have National Backwards Day. So if you want to do anything backwards, go ahead and do it. If you're a rude person, be nice today. How about that?
That'd be so nice.
There it is. A little bit of that, right? It's National Scotch Tape Day, which is another American invention.
Yeah!
Hell yeah, dude. Invented in the 1920s by some Minnesota miners.
Hey!
Hey, shout out to that. And we also got National Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, which...
I love Brussels sprouts.
They're so good for your urinary tract system.
Okay.
Better than asparagus?
Okay.
Yeah, they're really good and they're an antioxidant. Eat them up.
There we go. I'm on a fence with them. All right, yo, it is National Plan for a Vacation Day. Let's wrap it up right there.
Okay. Who's planning a vacation?
So my mom, she's such a church woman. She's going with the church to Israel to go visit Jerusalem, and then they're going to go to Egypt to go visit the pyramids.
I remember when Mama Maddox said that, and she's like, and we get 3 masses every single day.
It's part of the package.
I'm still just trying to get my Christmas present. I can't be planning no vacation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you may be in a little bit of a lover's qualm, a situationship, the talking stages. But are you the main dish or are you just a side piece? Oof. We're going to give you a few signs that you may be the water with lemon to her love life. I talked to two dudes.
One studio.
The water with lemon, dog. You're not even the appetizer, homie. Yeah. She don't even care about you, dog. That's a lot of women will have that, all right? And by what I mean, if you don't understand the analogy, I thought it was pretty clear. But if you don't know what we're talking about, maybe you're talking to a new person and you're trying to figure out if, like, yo, do they have somebody else more involved in their life or not? Am I getting a little played? Am I getting a little two-timed here?
Am I the side piece?
Am I the side piece, all right? And, you know, we've all been there sometimes, dude. It sucks when you're the water with lemon, all right? When you're the complimentary water, dude, and they just call you for late-night loving. Sometimes you feel like a piece of meat.
Let me tell you something, ladies. It happens to us too. Oh. We get that 2 a.m. call. It's not just you. It happens to us. Oh. I've been the beneficiary of that call.
Man, that sucks when you're the nice guy who takes her on a date and you drop her off and you think, oh, she's just going to go to bed. She's going to think about the lovely date we had.
And then she's calling me.
And then she's calling guys.
Damn, son.
Like that.
Or she used to be calling me. Let's make that very clear.
This guy was thievery with a cookie, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's one sign you want to look out for to know if you're the side piece. The dates are either stingy or super lavish. All right, either you're staying at the crib, late night hours like DJ Automatic was talking about, or you're booking a weekend rendezvous.
I mean, I could be a side piece for weekend rendezvous.
Oh, okay, no. You're looking for the...
I'm not encouraging that for you, ladies. And you know, not everyone's built for that life. Clearly, some of you are, but...
you just want to travel, but yeah, that's what you want. You want a travel companion?
Yeah.
All right. Of course, the phone is either upside down or on silent. You know, that's a classic move that's been around for a decade or so now, right? And, you know, every time they go out, their phone magically dies for the night.
That is red flag number one. Because guess what? There's a charger everywhere you go at this point.
Hello. Here's a tall tale sign that you're the side piece too when it comes to social media. They don't tag you publicly in memes. Mm. In the comment section, they don't ask it. They just send it to you via DM, direct message, all right?
Or are they not posting pictures of you, period?
Well, that's one thing. You know, that's the next level of commitment, all right?
So if you're posting a girl on your like IG or TikTok or whatever you're doing, that means that you're in a relationship. Is that what that means?
Yeah, for sure, dog. Okay. I also want to fall into TikTok love. I don't want to do that, dude, because when TikTok couples break up, it's messy as hell, dog. But I might have to find my next future wife on TikTok, bro.
All right.
And if you ever hear the phrase, sorry, when it comes to my love life, I'm a little confused.
You might as well know that she's got another man in her life.
Sit back, buddy, because you are, in fact, the water with lemon.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.